always like to go to the next guest as we approach 30 minutes past 5 o'clock. Actually, it's just after. It's 30 seconds past half 5, as far as Siren 107.3 FM in Lincoln is concerned, with the line from the Huffington Post, which points out that our guest has written 6 novels ranging far and wide from historical fiction to satire. One of the books was about Britain's most wanted fugitive, the 7th Earl of Lucan. Yes, he's back again, joyously so, the amazingly talented soul who is Bill Coles. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very good shape. Thank you, Alex. How are you?
Marvellous. Now, key question, obviously, it happened last week. The referendum took place. I know we spoke beforehand when you were down in Lincoln and you were thinking, if it went, yes, you'd probably move south of the border. You can stay where you are. The family is safe. You can stay in Edinburgh, Bill.
Yes, I'm allowed to stay here.
Yeah.
Yes, well, I mean, for another 10 years or so until they have the next referendum.
Yeah, I mean, I said, look, surely the simple thing, and we already had a Russian news correspondent quoting and saying that he thought that the counting of the votes was actually a bit suspicious. Well, that's a nice one.
Really?
Yes, indeed, I think, you know, what you need is for Putin conceivably to identify some Scottishness, and then he could, you know, easily solve the problem. But there we are. That's the only bit of heavy political news you'll get on the programme this evening. Thank the Lord you might
I should hope so, too.
Yeah. You've just come back from a romance festival, in which, again, it seems to say... I guess a romance festival, Sir Royce. I know.
What is a romance festival?
Good question, Jessica. What exactly is a festival of romance? Share with us, Bill, what were you doing at this somewhat hard-going festival of romantic literature, writers, people, thing?
Yeah, well, last year it was the Festival of Romance. This year they changed the title to the Festival of Romantic Fiction because they got fed up with lovelorn people going along thinking it was a love fest. but it's celebrating love stories, and so I was there with a lot of women, and because most people who write romantic fiction are women, and I was saying to a mate, and we were having a cream tea on the Saturday. It was fabulous, and there were about 30 women in there, and me, and 3 blokes, and I just said to this guy, These guys here, I mean, none of them writers, they're just bag carriers. And he said, oh, no. The king of romantic fiction was there. This was a guy called Roger Saunderson, who had written, he used to be a Scot, and he used to write for Commando magazine, and then he started writing for Mills, and he's knocked out 44 books for Mills and Boone under his wife's name, Jill Saunderson.
Well, there we have it. You see, so Roger is writing as Jill, and he used to write for Commando. Amazing.
Yes.
That's the kind of exclusive that only Bill Coles can actually provide, Jessica. You know, you are here around... I'll say... Amazing. You know, that's... It'll rock the foundations of civilization as we know it. You know?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
The chief romantic writer writes under a pseudonym, and it's his wife. Amazing. Obviously not literally writing under his wife, although I suppose their home domestic arrangements can be sort of decided at their own level, etc. Let's not forget, of course, we have our very own hour-long production every month that is produced by Ed Wellman and features the very wonderful Nikki Wells called Books Rock, which takes place on Siren 107.3 FM. You can download, obviously, the podcast. And indeed, Nikki Wells, I think we'll probably sort of give a little woohoo at this particular stage. I've given you a lot lower than Nikki would say, Bill, because I don't want to shatter the phone lines. So I kind of brought it down to a woohoo as opposed to woohoo. She's even
worse. Yes, I met Nikki at the Festival of Romance last year,
and we
came up with a cracking idea.
Do you want to share it? No, perhaps not.
No, it was eminently nickable, and so I hope she's scratching away on this book, you know, right now.
Well, we certainly hope so, but there we are. She might be just working on her next sort of routine on the whole basis. Sue, questions for Bill that you've actually seen. Welcome, I'm William Coles his website.
I'm rather baffled by this eclectic mix of writing and pseudonyms and things like that.
Yeah.
Was this what you always wanted to write about? Was it always what you wanted to be?
When you were the Sun's chief correspondent, breaking the news about Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton, back in the day, Bill, did you think, actually, I'd really like to write some romantic fiction?
No, I certainly did not. It never occurred to me. This would be how it turned out. No, I'd been a journalist for some time and then came up to a footling little dinner party in Scotland, which a mate had, and he introduced me to his boss, And within 2 months, I had moved up to Scotland and married his boss. And what happened then was I started writing books, and I was writing and writing fiction. And I had written 7 books before I got one into print. And the first book that I got into print was a love story about a school teacher having an affair with one of her pupils. And it worked, and I thought, yeah, maybe I can do this stuff. Though when a chap is writing a sex scene, we can't go nearly as close to the knuckle as a woman can.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you know that?
There was a Nikki show which was actually being broadcast at this time yesterday, because Books Rock got a special Tuesday airing. The number of times she actually insisted on actually saying, can't have sex on a Tuesday. And it was you could see, that, and I'm not going to say it again, because, you know, you just thought, what? It's the title of a book, Bill, you know, but you're quite right.
That was can't have sex on a Tuesday.
Well, just don't get me started.
It's a bit, you know? L. James, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Good title for a book, actually. Yeah. Can't have sex on a Tuesday.
Well, listen, you can
but you can every other day of the week.
Just don't go there,
not
Bill.
Tuesday.
Not this time of day, please, you know.
Right, okay.
We don't want to frighten the horses, that's the important thing. There is actually something which needs to be flagged up, of course, because, Bill, you've also produced a fantastic book, which actually made me cry. It's not a romance. It's a wonderful historical epic, Mr. Two-Bomb, and I'd heartily recommend it. It's basically about a gentleman who, you might say he was lucky, you might say he was unlucky. Bill, you tell the tale so well. Share with us. Mr. Two-Bomb, what's the plot line?
The plot line is based on a true story. There were about 10 men who were working in Hiroshima in August 1945, and they were hit by the first atomic bomb. And they spent about a couple of days messing around in Hiroshima, wondering what to do with this wasteland. And then they thought, well, we might as well go back home. And so they went back home to Nagasaki, and they'd been in Nagasaki for about an hour or two, and they were hit by the second bomb. And the last guy who this happened to, he died about a couple of years ago. And the question that he was always asked by people was, do you feel lucky or unlucky to have survived both atomic bombs? Unlucky to have been in Hiroshima and Nagasaki in the first place, but pretty lucky to have survived them both. And so that is what the story is based on.
And where would you sit on that particular one, Jessica?
I think that would be so interesting. Mm. I love that kind of history.
It's an outstanding book, and had not all my copies been suddenly sort of given off to various other people, etc., I'll get one to you some way, shape or form. It will be there, sure. I just asked Bill very nicely. He's such a kind person. He delivers all sorts of
things. Yes, of course, Jessica. Of course, I'll send you one. No problem at all.
Thank you. Made up letter.
He is literally just the Santa Claus of the journalistic profession. You know, he's like Mike Dooley writ large in every sense of the words. Fantastic stuff. So there we are. Jessica, any other questions you want to put to Bill Coles? I take that as a no, then.
No, that's not at the moment. Maybe later.
Jessica is 38 minutes and 55 seconds into her first ever midweek drive show on Siren FM. You know.
Excellent. Well, what's been the highlight so far, Jessica?
On the show or in terms of university? On the show. Actually listening to a good range of different speakers, actually, today. I think that's been very, very good. And
anything which hasn't been quite, you know, as you'd hoped it would be? Anyone, has Alex not been serving up the tea properly, that sort of thing?
Well, I haven't actually been offered any tea yet, but...
Alex! Okay.
It has to be pointed out that I wasn't aware Jessica was going to be on the show until around about 4:45, but it's always a delight, and we've never a chore. That's the important thing. Sue, would you like to bowl those last two questions, which actually Bill doesn't really like? He always thinks we should just leave it in the air, you know, leave something a bit like Columbo, could go away. But I think they're standard, so I think, you know, bowl them to him as we head off.
What could these questions be, Alex? I'm a quiver.
Could it be something along the lines of, have you enjoyed your telephone interview with us, and will you be coming back again?
Oh, yeah, I love being interviewed by Alex and his team, and I certainly hope to be back. Yes, I'd love to come back anytime you want.
William Coles, he will return.
Next time that you see me, I'll have changed my not reply, 'cause you don't know me. won't live a lie. So please don't call me a darling heart, 'cause I won't know that name, and I am not that same sweet thing.
Show menu, full script. We see, following Bill Coles, and just prior to Ken Dodd, we have a singer-songwriter with a sophisticated jazz style that can only be the legend that is Purdy. Yay, Purdy! How are you?
Hello! I'm very well, and you?
You know, I figured that actually next time we saw each other it would have been Covent Garden, but no, there I am after having sort of worked through one particular piece of wonderful, exciting outdoor broadcasting with the Midweek Drive and Professor Jane Chapman at the Cartoon Museum, and I get a text saying, sorry, I can't make it. And she sent me a text the day before saying, only if I was having lunch with Mick Jagger would I turn you down. I thought, Mick, what have you done? You know?
You think I'm joking?
No, I'm not, actually. Listen, you had the island on Necker, well, with the whole range of things with Richard Branson. You know, let's not go there, please. But, you know, sometimes, Purdy, I think you set the bar too hard, even for your hard-working academics.
It's all top secret, Alex.
Of course. Yeah. We've just heard an absolutely superb sound, which just gets better by the call next time. Let's find out from the studio team what they thought of it. Sue Royce, what did you make of
I absolutely
song?
Loved it, Purdy.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was lovely. That your voice is very mellow. I really liked it. I was just wondering actually, because Alex has been showing me your Facebook page and you're online. So if anybody wants to go and have a look at your lovely face and what you do,
she's online. On she's gorgeous.
Yeah,
that's the line.
He's telling me that you write your own material.
I do.
So who have been your musical influences whilst you've been sort of scribbling away, writing your material?
As I was growing up, I had lots of musical influences in the family. So I had three brothers, one sister, and there was all sorts of different sounds, sounds of the 60s. My brother listening to Led Zeppelin and my sister listening to Beyonce, but I fell in love with jazz. So I started listening to Nina Simone, Ella Fitzgerald, Nancy Sinatra, The Doors, you know, I love that vibe. You can probably hear a few of those influences in the sound, but...
The thing that amazes me, of course, Purdy, is we love that. We loved another incarnation of Rebecca Poole. That was even more lovely. This is just fantastic. It's like double the joy in all sorts of ways.
Well, I always say, you know, when Rebecca Poole's not free, Purdy will step in.
Nice. You see what I did? Absolutely spot on.
It's an alter ego, isn't it?
Let's go cutting edge to a young lady who's just started her university academic course and indeed Midweek Drive show. That's Jessica Ward, originally from New Zealand, now in the Isle of Man. Jessica, what did you make
of
Purdy?
Hello. Hi. I think your voice is really fabulous. You've got such a great tone. It had me hooked all the way through. Yes.
I'm kidding.
It kind of had like Amy Winehouse kind of elements to it as well, just slightly, I thought, as well.
Ooh, that's good, yeah. I've listened to a lot of Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
In fact, it's so wonderful that having actually sort of obviously being Facebook friends, all the rest of the species, yesterday, or a couple of days ago, I got a little message which was Bye Bye Love, which is actually a video that's actually... And I thought, maybe we can actually do it, because we've actually got a little introduction that goes for that as well. Purdy, are you up for just sharing with us a little bit of Bye Bye Love? We'll let the sort of video
Absolutely.
Speak for itself, because I like videos on radio. They're so much fun, you know.
How are you going to do that?
Magic!
Yes. This is just part of what we do as far as Siren 107.3 FM is actually concerned.
Charlie Perry, Damien Montague and myself, and I have the fine Dan Weston on drums here. Are you excited?
Ecstatic. Are
you excited?
Over the moon.
See what you've done there.
Hey.
Bye bye, bye bye love. It was fun, dear, when it felt like we could rule the world. Don't cry, it's not for us. This time I have to save myself. That's the last time that I go to bed with other voices in your head. If not for them, you are the reason why we have to say bye-bye love. Don't hate me much. You know they say some things were meant to last forever. In time we will forget the times we thought we had. That's the last time. It's such a shame you took your love away. And I'm afraid to say it has to end this goodbye. It's such a shame you took your love away. And I'm afraid to say it has to end this way. Bye-bye.
I think that deserves a round of applause.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's the first time for everything. I love that.
I was very impressed with the fact that you got the drummer in the room next door. So obviously he was just too wild and crazy. So you thought, you know, we can't
very
go any
bad.
Further with this. No, it's just too much on the whole system. Never mind. Life continues. That's the important thing. Anyway, let's give some name checks to the team who are actually around from that point of view. Who will we actually sort of sing? Because we might not have caught the initial introduction. So share the joy with your fellow musicians.
Sorry, what am I doing?
So who was on drums? Who was lead guitarist?
Oh, we had Daniel Weston on drums. He's absolutely fabulous. He's been playing for me for a while. And Charlie Perry, who actually co-wrote that song with me. He was on the guitar.
You see, initially I thought, oh, it's one of those Everly Brothers covers, you know, bye-bye love, loneliness. But no,
yes,
my first
Sound of the 60s cassette tape there.
Yep. Classically, in every sense of the word. Purdy, yeah. You're doing so many live performances, it's just fantastic. Where can people actually catch up? Tragically, you're not coming to Lincoln in the near future, so we need to put that right quickly.
Well, you know, you find somewhere for me to play and I'll come play.
There we are. You see, Jessica, that could be a challenge.
Yeah,
get the students sorted out and she'll play and perform in all sorts of ways. So,
if you go onto my website, purdymusic.tv, you'll see all the listing of the shows, and I've got some nice shows coming up, including London Lifestyle Awards. That's going to be quite a swanky affair.
Purdy, I thought you only did swanky affairs. I mean, that's the sort of cool thing, surely. You know, that's a sort of truly sort of wondrous thing in the whole system.
I'll sing anywhere, me.
You didn't sing in Covent Garden for me when I was waiting. It's all right. No, it's bygones. That's the important thing.
I'll make it up to you.
That's fantastic. Listen, any final questions that Sue, you have for Purdy about life? Not the last two ones, but just general ones, really.
Yeah. So, going on from what you've just said, where would you prefer to sing? Do you like in the studio or intimate theatre gatherings, or do you like singing at a festival? Whereabouts do you like to?
Well, I do prefer to sing to audiences, and I have realised lately I prefer the more intimate audience, you know. So I do prefer a more intimate environment. There's a fantastic venue in London called Bradbury's Adele that we did on Friday night. That obviously everyone wants to sing at Wembley Stadium.
And you've done that. I know. Because I sent you a text, you thought I was in the crowd. No, I heard it on the radio. It was great. In fact, I was trying to tell Radio 5 Live, for God's sake, shut up. You've got Purdy singing, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, so that's it, really. I do prefer the smokier joints, you know, the old jazz clubs and things. But,
hopefully it's e-cigarettes these days. You know, we don't want to go too far down that line. Steady on.
Yeah, there's definitely, okay, sun smoke. Sun
yeah,
smoke.
Exactly. You know, perhaps a nice little glow, perhaps, but, you know, nothing exactly. else for that way. Pretty good on that sort of basis.
I also have a question. What's your best advice for those who are also singer-songwriters and wanting to get their name heard?
The best advice I can give is just to keep at it and try and make connections with people in the music industry, or just go along to gigs and make friends with musicians and get yourself out as much as possible. And obviously there's the online way of making yourself very well known.
Yes, yes.
Or you can always change your name, but still, I was thinking about Steed or Gambit or Mrs. Peel.
Several times. And have 50 different aliases.
At the end of the day, there's only one Purdy. That's important. We follow our dream. Anyway, last two questions for you, good self, Purdy. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Loved it. Thank you for having me.
And are you up for joining us again in the very near future?
Absolutely.
Yay!
If you want to leave me, well, that's all right. Come the morning, find you gone.